Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. 1 week from today, South Dakota celebrates Native American Day. One of the most productive archaeological sites in North America was inhabited by the Paleo Indians, and it's located in South Dakota. Gary Enright is the director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer. For today's Images of the Past, he takes us way back for a little bit of history. Gary Enright, thanks for being here.
Well, I believe it is way back. If you consider 11,000 years to be more than just yesterday.
Yeah, it's going back a little bit of ways here. South Dakota's first inhabitants. Tell us a little bit about who lived here way back then and how we know.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, it occurred about 25 years ago when the archaeologists discovered a site in western Custer County, which is about 20 miles from Custer. And the man's name who made this discovery was Jim Pitts. Now, I don't have an awful lot of information about Mr. Pitts, but what he did was he got a lot of people excited over the fact that he found proof that Native American Indians actually lived in this part of the country at least 11,000 years ago, and possibly even up to 15,000 or even more. So he has sort of put a new dimension to being a Native American, because almost all of the tribes in America now are derived from the Paleo Indians, who came here as soon as the icebergs left and all of the big freeze that we had in North America back 15,000 years ago. As soon as that went away, these people started coming across the straits over by Alaska and Russia and that area, and started coming into North America.
What do we know about how they lived?
Well, they actually had their own tribe, so to speak, and it was quite large. These people kept multiplying and multiplying, and they sort of found that the environment that they lived in was what really dictated what kind of a structure they had within their society. And as a matter of fact, we know, for instance, that many of them made permanent camps along rivers where they fished and where game was plentiful and all of that. Some followed the buffalo herds. The buffalo herds were long before human beings were. And so those people sort of developed their own structure within their societies to be hunters of large game. Some became farmers. Some planted corn, which was indigenous to the North American and South American continents and wasn't indigenous to any other part of the world. So they are credited with actually coming up with field crops back in the day. And so they had all different types of tribes and values and methods of supporting their livelihood that just sort of was influenced by Mother Nature, and in fact, all of the diversity that we see now in the Native American tribes in America started over 10,000 years ago.
What are some of the artifacts that we see that indicate, I mean, these must have been, you know, when that site was excavated, must have been some pretty remarkable discoveries.
Well, there's quite a few people who live in the Custer vicinity or in the southwestern South Dakota vicinity who became a part of that by helping out whenever it was necessary. Mm-hmm. And it was a big excavation, and Mr. Pitts came to that area saying that we could use some local help, and they did. And so there are a lot of people who have first experience, being the first person experience. What they found were several graves, which allowed the archaeologists to actually test the DNA and find out what people that live now, what relation they were to these people, and they found a direct connection. We found many of the tribes, for instance, the Clovis Indians down in New Mexico. They were world famous for their arrows and their spearheads and all of that sort of thing. They found these same kinds of weapons here in South Dakota in this archaeological dig. So there was a great deal of excitement when this happened, and it is still being researched. Many of the things that they found in this area are being researched by archaeologists even as we speak today.
Hmm. So how does this tie in with the Hot Springs Mammoth Site? Are there connections there?
Absolutely, because mammoths, the big elephant-looking animal, in case for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of visiting the mammoth site, these big animals roamed the prairies and the hills of South Dakota at one time, and of course many other areas in the West, and they became a prime target. You could feed a whole family for a year on just the meat you got from one mammoth. And as a result of that, there were people who just simply went out and hunted down these animals so that they could, in fact, provide for themselves and their families after a whole year had gone by. And, of course, the mammoth site at Hot Springs has the animals themselves that you can actually see, go in and look at the skeletons and look at the pictures that they have developed over the years of how these people hunted these animals and how important they were to the diets, I should say, of these people.